kids walking in when you're doing something weird. That's even more funny. I don't have kids, but...
Okay, let's see that one. Hello, welcome to The Pinch. Yes, this is a 5-minute show that you listen to while you're having your morning motion. So while you're pushing out crap, we're pushing some crap out as well. Namely this show. So we got 5 minutes to discuss any given topic. At the end of that 5 minutes, it ends and there is no more to this podcast. And you can then stop and wipe before your legs go numb. So today's topic, as chosen by Bronwyn in the chat room, is kids who accidentally walk in on you doing something that you shouldn't. Discuss.
Adam, you're first.
The first question.
I was trying to think of an incident where this happens, but this happens to me all the time because one of the things I have to do is torture my kids by acting very strangely in public and watching their reaction.
Well, so what,
probably not the nicest dad thing to do, and they get appalled all the time. But I'm trying to teach them a lesson that it doesn't matter if you're having fun. And I point out that very often what I get is people smiling back, you know, so I'll start dancing or doing weird stuff, you know, when we're out in public acting, you know, bizarrely. And I get chuckles from people and it's like, I'm making their day. We're never going to see them again. There's no reason to be embarrassed, you know, those sorts of things. So,
Bronwyn said,
I'm sure they'll be in therapy, you know, later explaining this to a therapist how they were appalled.
Bronwyn's probably trumped that with, I accidentally walked in my dad taking a whiz. And thought that all men had tails until I was 10 years old.
It's on the wrong side, Bronwyn.
Mr. Bronwyn clearly had something to brag about.
Oh, God. Well, I got to tell you, what's really funny is this could be way more information than I probably ever let out in public. But I always tell my friends, whenever you decide you're going to go from living single to living with a female, one of the best things you could ever do as a man is learn to take whizzes sitting down so you don't dirty up the bathroom for her inadvertently. So one time, my 5-year-old niece was only like, almost maybe 4 years old, and she happened to had to go to the bathroom. She was just learning how to potty train. She busted the door open and then she's like, oh, how come you're peeing sitting down? And I was like, get out of here, I'll explain it to you later. I kind of understand that emotion, but it's even more funnier. And yes, if you learn nothing else, gentlemen, when you move in with a lady, learn to switch your pee techniques and the bathroom is much cleaner and she'll love you for it.
Well, the downstairs toilet is actually right behind me here on the other side of the wall. And
in Adam's chest?
Yeah, exactly. Right there. When Adam's dancing.
My face.
So I was in the toilet and we'd taken the lock off because we didn't want Bryony locking herself in when she was a little kid. And the thing is, you can just reach the lock to slide it off, but you can't reach, you can reach the handle, but you can't, you know, it's fingertips kind of thing when you're sitting on the loo. And I went in there and I going back to episode one of this very podcast where we said, what happens when you get stuck with no paper? So I shout to Sharon to get me some paper. She says, oh, okay. So she comes back down, pulls the door wide open so I can't reach it at all. And then I'm absolutely trapped. So she gets her phone out and she starts taking pictures of me and threatening to put them on Facebook if I ever upset her again. Of me sat on the toilet with no bog roll. And the thing is as well, it's actually quite a confined space in there, so I absolutely fill it as a void. I could get wedged in sideways. But no.
You guys remember the moment or how old you were when you first walked in and your parents, and you're like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, wrestling.
No,
and
then I never did that. That never happened to me.
Look,
I did that.
Oh, God. That's an image you can't get out of your head. But I just remember when I was like older and I figured out that wasn't wrestling. And then I was like, that's gross, Dad.
I might have experienced going in the morning and it's like, why are you sleeping naked? I think I had that, but never the incident.
No. And the
why
our kids
Dan
have never
so quiet on the pin show, Dan? You don't have kids, Dan?
I do have kids. I'm just enjoying the stories here.
You're supposed to have some.
This is my first time. I got to learn, right?
You got to embarrass yourself, bro.
No. We've never had the kids walk in on us. But the thing, because we're pretty open with Ellis. We've always done the thing, like, if he says, where did I come from? Mum's tum. Okay, fine. And he goes quiet and he'll walk off for a month after that and it's fine. And then he'll come back and he goes, hang on, how did I get there? Well, I put you there. And he goes, oh, okay. And he walks away and he's quite happy with that. This is when he's like 3 years old. And then a month later he'll come back and he'll ask another question. And then he started getting sex education at school a couple of years back. And like we go clay pigeon shooting, and we went up to the place where, and it's like a 40-minute drive to get to it. And we're sitting there, and I go, what are you going to talk about, Ellis? And he goes, sex, Dad. Okay, what do you want to know? You know when you're having sex? Okay, yeah, go on. What do you talk about? Like, I just looked at him, decorating, stocks and shares, you know, anything really. Bookery in the chat room. On the next Pinch Show, what do you talk about during sex?
Bookery, the show has to be 5 minutes. A, we're all old, so none of us can hit 5 minutes. And B, these guys are all married, so nobody's having sex.